Well, hello, and welcome again to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, the 21st of October. My title for the message today is Technology and Discipleship. I want to open with some words of Jesus from Matthew 12, verses 34 through 37, actually the last sentence in 34. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person speaks good things out of the good treasure, and the evil person brings evil things out of an evil treasure. I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word you utter. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Well, in these days of computers and smartphones and electronic tablets and smart watches, technology pretty much encompasses all of our lives. We've used it here in the church, to help maintain a sense of Christian community when we were not able to meet together earlier this year. We've used apps like Zoom for Bible study and for online meetings. Yet in spite of all that is good and helpful about it, technology also makes access to things potentially harmful too easily available and presents to us thoughts and ideas and could be antithetical to our Christian beliefs. In the past, you had to go to a library, purchase a book, a magazine, or a newspaper to find information. Today, it's only a click away, and sometimes those clicks can take us to places where we shouldn't be. You can find any of the human vices readily available on the internet. Somewhere out there in cyberspace, there's almost anything you could possibly desire. Only one click away. But technology in itself is neither good nor bad. It's just a tool. And like all tools, the user needs to understand how to use it safely. For the purposes of this message, I want to address one kind of information that's available online, especially through social media, and how and why we as believers need to be wary of what we see and what we hear. We hear a lot about conspiracy theories today, theories that increasingly work their way into our online experiences, sometimes unknowingly and unintentionally, but then maybe not. Recently came across two articles written by Ed Stetzer, which address this issue, especially as it relates to this conspiracy theory known as QAnon. Stetzer is a dean and professor at Wheaton College, where he leads the Wheaton College Billy Graham Center, and he's also a regular contributor to Christianity Today. He recently wrote an article that was picked up by USA Today that has generated some reaction, both pro and con. And in the print version of this message, I include links to those two articles, so you could, if you want to check the articles out, you can go to the print version, and there are links there to those articles. While Stetzer's articles specifically address QAnon, what he says about that is good guidance for all believers, I think, regarding our use of social media and our desire for reliable information. I urge you to follow those links that I provided, especially his article in USA Today. But for now, I want to draw on some of his ideas in his response article that he wrote for Christianity Today. One of the issues of these days is, who do you trust in the news media? I think Stetzer rightly says that the state of reporting on religion is poor. Major outlets get obvious facts wrong that betray not only ignorance, but laziness in not checking. As a pastor, I can relate to this comment by Stetzer, that it is beyond frustrating to serve faithfully only to see the loudest fringe voices receive the spotlight or to see your community misrepresented. At the same time, Stetzer reminds us that there are reputable sources in the mainstream media that are good, and there are good journalists who strive to report on faith-related issues in all fairness. We need to understand, and I think most of us do, that networks like CNN tend to lean left and Fox News tend to lean right. And Stetzer suggests that as Christians, our goal should be a maturity to engage reporting with a critical eye rather than to shout bias upon seeing a logo. We need to develop a track record of accepting hard truths that are well supported rather than if they support our political or cultural narrative. In this day, when it is easy to hit the like button or to share a posting, Stetzer says we need to resist our temptations to become echo chambers. In our search for information, James gives us a clear warning. Do not be deceived, James 1:16. That's sometimes easier said than done. The key in our search for information is to find those reliable sources and to use the spiritual maturity we have in Christ in our evaluation of the thoughts and opinions of others. In our use of social media, Stetzer says we need to make Christ the Lord of our social media. And as we create profiles on outlets like Facebook, he reminds us that social media profiles can be misleading and even destructive if the heart behind them is not submitted to Christ. As we post on social media or comment on others' postings, Jesus' words in Matthew 12:34-37 offer that guidance. I quoted those at the beginning of this message. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person brings good things out of a good treasure, and the evil person brings evil things out of an evil treasure. Be careful of the words you use on social media, that they reflect Christ as Lord of all of your life. Well, in these days of divisive politics, a pandemic, and ongoing racial tensions, we and our leaders are in need of God's wisdom. Where do you look for answers? Stetzer notes that when faced with uncertainty, many Christians have developed concerning habits of turning to cable news or even social media platforms like Facebook or Reddit when trying to make sense of the world. In such a world, we need wisdom. And again, the words of James can guide us in times like this. If any of you is lacking wisdom, ask God, who gives all to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. James 1:5. We all lack wisdom, and we need the direction of God as we seek out truth and wisdom. As we seek information and answers, a simple rule of thumb for us as believers is this. Consider, how does what I am reading or hearing fit with God's word revealed in Scripture? In James 1:19, we're encouraged to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. In our use of social media, we often are too quick to hit that like button or to offer our commentary with that comment button. Most all of us know this, but it bears repeating. Never send an angry message, email, comment. You might want to write it as an exercise in releasing some buildup tension, but then put it in your drafts box and leave it there. The same can be said for responding to social media postings. When you're tempted to engage online in frustration or in anger, hit pause and think about it. Remind yourself, how is my response reflecting Jesus as Lord of all my life? As believers, how we portray ourselves on social media speaks volumes about who we are. When there are so many voices bombarding us each day through the media and technology, sometimes we just need to take a break and get out the most reliable source we have, God's Word, the Bible. In regards to social media, use the wisdom God has given you through His Word. Be slow to speak and slow to anger. Be a reflection of the Christ who is in you. Let's pray. Oh God, in these difficult days, guide us to your truth. in our use of media, give us your wisdom. Reveal to us your truth. Remind us of whose we are in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. God bless. Have a good week, and hope to meet with you again on Sunday as we worship together.